Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. I'm Amy Otto, and each week my co-host Lee Cantor and I interview noteworthy Atlanta business leaders. We learn practical lessons and best practices from these fascinating entrepreneurs. And this week we are glad to have Stephen Jones from Growth Strategies joining us in just a few minutes. But first, we'd like to keep you up to date on the networking events happening around Atlanta. On September 12th, the International Business Academy is hosting a lunch with Kathleen Smart. Again, for more information, you go to www.iballnet.com.
You saw her speak, right, Amy?
I did. She was wonderful, and she's going to be on the show.
That's right, coming up.
I'm psyched about that. We have the next Fast Pitch event coming up September 12th at Cafe Intermezzo from 5 to 7.
What's your favorite thing to eat over there?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think it's probably the double chocolate raspberry mousse cake.
That's dietetic?
It's calorie-free, absolutely. It's wonderful. I love all their desserts. It's a great venue.
So that's September 12th, and that's a free event.
It is a free event. Come and mingle, meet all the people in person that you've met online, networking. It's a great event. Great event.
And we also have, do you have the events from the Chamber? Any Chamber events?
I do. My favorite event at the Chamber are the First Friday Executive Series, and there's one this Friday, September 7th. And this month's focus is employee excellence, and the VP of Resources from Aflac is talking.
Ooh.
So, you know, we got to put our plug in there for Aflac.
Good. Do you know the guy?
It's a woman.
Really?
It's a woman. And I've met her once. I'm really looking forward to hearing her speak.
She's mentoring you?
Yeah, you know, between her and you, Lee, I think I'll
That's
be all right.
That's all you need?
That's all I need. That's all I need. Hey, we have a birthday to celebrate today. Do you have any more networking events?
Well, I'd like to get the websites of some of our friends, powercore.net, bniatlanta.com, and atlantaevent.com, and fastpitchonline.com. But that's it now. Go to your personal stuff, Amy.
So we have a birthday.
Yours? It's not mine.
No. He's big, and he's purple, and he's 20 today. Guess who?
Barney?
Barney is 20 years old.
Wow.
Did you live through Barney?
My kid was never into Barney.
Oh,
thank the Lord.
I loved Barney. 20 years
really?
Of Barney.
Your kids were into it?
Yes, my kids were into it. And, you know, I still watch it every now and then.
Just for yourself. Yeah, your kids are older, and you're still into it. My kid started with The Simpsons. I'm like the worst parent.
The Simpsons.
He's like 9, watches The Simpsons.
Oh, gosh.
Twice a day.
All right. Well, we have a guest.
Yes, we do. The guest today is Mr. Stephen Jones with Growth Strategies. And let me give you a quick rundown on Stephen. Stephen's here this morning. And Growth Strategies began in 2001, offering marketing and sales support services to new businesses. But they've evolved into a company that helps new businesses grow on every level now. Growth Strategy spends a great deal of time analyzing the current state of a business before implementing some fundamental principles that allow their clients to grow at a pace that they can sustain. Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. Stephen, how are you doing?
Doing very, very well. How did you know all that? That's amazing.
Look, it's your website. It's just a plethora of information.
It should be.
GrowthStrategies.us.
That's correct.
So everybody should check it out, and we'll give you plenty of time to plug that later.
Sure.
So before we get into the growth strategy stuff, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Are you from Atlanta? Are you Atlanta?
I am an Atlantan, born and raised. I lived away for about 4 years, but otherwise lived here in Atlanta, and I've been here all my entire life, and actually been in the sales and marketing entrepreneurship realm and since I was probably like 18 years old. So
wow. So how has the city changed for you?
Traffic,
that's a big noticeable thing. When you were a kid, you could...
Dirt roads. Well, no, I'm only 34, so I just had a birthday myself, so... But I don't remember any dirt roads, but I definitely remember a little bit more less congestion, so... But I love Atlanta. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, so...
Now, were you entrepreneurial as a...
You know, I was. It was kind of interesting. Even as a small child in elementary school, my mother would buy like these blow pops, you know, at Sam's Club for whatever. And I would actually sell them for a quarter to my friends. And it got to the point where I had so many friends that were buying them from me that, you know, I would sell them to them for a discounted amount, and then they would sell them for a quarter.
They were wholesaling.
Wow. They were wholesaling for me. And I didn't know how to spell entrepreneurial. I still don't know how to spell entrepreneurial. But it was great, and I've just loved the free market society. I've always been kind of entrepreneurial in spirit. So,
any blow pops for us this morning?
Yeah,
they're outside the car. They're at Sam's Club still.
Maybe I can become an authorized reseller.
You probably could, actually. I'll waive the setup fee for you.
All right. Well, any mentors in your business career at all that you'd like to mention?
Absolutely. On the sales side, Chet Holmes is a major mentor of mine. He's at chetholmes.com. If you don't know that name, you need to know that name. Jeffrey Gittimer out of Charlotte.
I love Jeffrey Gittimer.
Isn't he awesome?
Yes. Talk about getting you fired up.
Oh, he absolutely does. I mean, he markets his sales ability like no one else. And on the marketing side, Jay Abraham, many of you have heard of Jay Abraham. He's about $5,000 an hour for his personal time. I've been in his network for the longest time. I've probably been in his network since I was, since about 93. And Paul Lindbergh is another major mentor of mine on the marketing side.
What have you been doing with Jay Abraham? What, you've been going to his seminars? And
I've been to one of his seminars. I've been on many of his calls, his live calls. I did two different series of live calls with him. I get tons of marketing materials and things like that from him. But the biggest thing from him is implementation, not just receiving it and saying, oh, great, you know, additional information and then filing it away, but actually saying, you know, how can I implement this for my clients' businesses, and then how can I implement this for my business?
Is that what you find that in your business that you're kind of taking the best practices of all the resources that you've kind of run into?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because every business is different. You know, there's businesses that are, you know, armies of one, solopreneurs, and then there's, you know, businesses that are, you know, 500 sales employees, you know, strong. And those types of strategies from my mentors and from what I teach is applicable whether you're a solopreneur or a mighty army.
What are some of the kind of the common principles that work across the board, like when you know that are basic for everybody?
Mm-hmm. Some of them, you know, the big ones that are kind of obvious is referrals, you know, would obviously be a big one. That seems so obvious, you know, if you say, well, you know, certainly I need to get more referrals. That's pretty obvious, but it's amazing to me just with that one particular one that most people don't have, you know, at least two different automatic referral generating systems in place in their business. You know, they don't have even, most businesses don't even have even two things they do on a regular systematic way to get more referrals. You know, it's a little sporadic or it's a little here and there, a little shotgun approach. And that's pretty common from companies, you know, across the board. And the other one is probably my favorite is joint venture partnerships, which is basically partnering up with a company that has the same client base that you're going after.
Like a complementary. Right.
Yep, absolutely. They don't compete with you at all, but they go after the same business, and you can partner up together and grow each other's business that way. And that's very common. And I find most companies don't do that on a systematic way.
So can you give an example of that?
All day long. Say, for instance, there's a carpet cleaning company that, you know, they're going after a certain particular market of clients, which would obviously be, say, maybe residential even. A good potential partner would be like, you know, there's tons of companies that do like air purification, water purification. Those are potential great partners. But,
like, how would they partner? Like, what would be an example of a way that they could do a joint venture together?
Say, for instance, if you had a water purification company, say, for instance, Amy had an air purification company, your clients are looking for, you know, healthiness in the home or healthiness in the office,
right,
via
right,
water, via air. Carpet cleaning company is healthiness in the home for your carpet or even hard surface sores or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, you know, there's tons and tons of examples, but that's one kind
but
of
so
an easy
would
one.
They like chip in and buy an ad together, or like how would they work? Like, would they share the name, the list, or?
Actually, the co-advertising thing does definitely work, and I've done that before with clients as well, where you share advertising expenses. But basically introducing each other. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a database. Both companies have databases, and that's really the key, too, and that's a whole other topic, too, is having
to build that customer list.
Yep, exactly. And then sharing and introducing that database, and then maybe sharing profitably off of the sales from the introductions that come from that.
So, like, if I had the carpet business, then I could share my list with Amy and then maybe write a letter that says, hey, you know, I met this person. Amy's awesome. And then we would have a side deal that said any business that comes from that, then we would share in the revenue of maybe that initial sale or just whatever would work out.
And I've set up relationships where no money was actually exchanged, but just the value and the benefit of having additional resources to offer your client base was enough.
Right.
You know, I mean, the main thing with marketing and sales is to be sticky with your clients. You don't want your clients to leave you and go somewhere else. You want them to stick with you. And if you can offer additional value and additional benefit, that would be an additional reason for them to stick with you. But certainly, you know, more so than not, I've arranged deals where my client does get financial compensation for
right. But even if like I do an introductory letter every 6 months or a year to my clients, then she in exchange does it to her clients. Mm-hmm. That could be enough value for both of us.
Yep. And another key thing too, Lee, is maybe you could make let's say Amy has a package deal that she offers her clients that doesn't even involve you. You make an introduction to her, and then you begin to maybe introduce a package that includes your services
with her.
Hers. Exactly. Right. So then it becomes automatic.
That's great. So. What's your educational background? Is this something that you've studied for a long time?
It is, as a matter of fact. My educational background, I went to Georgia State actually just for a little while. I hate to say this, but I actually left very, very early. I think I left after just like within my first year and went down my entrepreneurial route with a partner of mine doing prepaid cellular phones back when prepaid cellular phones were brand new and started off that way. But I'm an avid learner. I'm kind of an unstructured learner, I guess. I don't like the classroom setting, and many people, you know, have to learn via the classroom setting. For me, it's a mental block, I guess. I don't know why. But I'm an avid reader. I'm kind of a someone who likes to saddle up next to someone who's doing what it is that I want to do and learn right off of their coattails. So for me, it's a lot of reading, a lot of listening in the car. My rolling university, as Brian Tracy calls it, and settling up next to the professionals and doing what they do.
What book are you reading right now?
I'm actually reading a Brian Tracy book, as a matter of fact, and I cannot remember the name of the title, but it's one of Brian Tracy's newest books.
Do you find yourself reading more sales books or more marketing books?
Yes. it's both. I read a lot of sales books, and I read a lot of marketing books, a lot of business development books, and spiritual related books as well. I'm kind of an avid reader of anything that's about nonfiction. But we were talking earlier about Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm an avid reader of his books, and he's got many, many, many books to choose from.
He keeps popping them out.
He does.
I don't know how he comes up with all these ideas. I just saw another one in his newsletter.
He's got a machine in the back of his office and just pumps out books, I think.
His staff. You think he's writing them off?
Well, actually, it's interesting you mentioned that. I've got clients I've worked with on ghostwriting type of situations where they basically build the outline for the book and then have the book written. But I'll bet you he's got pretty hands-on, I'm sure.
Lee, you wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
What, ghostwriting a book?
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. I've done that also. It's. I think that it's a really nice tool to have in your belt is having written a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of credibility. Like, I find the best value is that's my brochure. You know, I hand that out, and then I'm an expert immediately, as opposed to here's my brochure or my business. You know,
and one of our core things with our business is positioning yourself as the expert. And you're rightly, that's one of the best ways to do that is via writing articles, writing writing books, writing ebooks, writing educational briefings, that type of a thing, because people want to buy from experts. And if you automatically position yourself as an expert, people will, you know, assume that you are the expert, and you kind of set the buying criteria for what they need to be looking for, and you're telling them what to do. So, okay, I guess this is what I need to do.
Right. And that's gets you away from competing on price, which no one wants to do.
Yep, absolutely. Auric is one of my clients, and most people wouldn't expect to pay, you know, $800 for a vacuum cleaner. So there's a lot of education that goes in buying, you know, an $800 vacuum cleaner versus a $50 vacuum cleaner, and that's exactly the situation. It's a lot of education that goes into that. You know, it's like, well, you know, gosh, you know, now I'd pay $1,000 for it if it was
right. That's cheap. $800. Yeah. That's a great value. Look, you know, I'm saving.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about the growth strategies? Like if somebody's going to engage with you, what's the process? I would assume somebody has heard of you through a referral.
Yep, absolutely.
That would be the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody says, hey, I was told I should speak with you. So, mm-hmm. So take us through the process.
You know, for us, it's basically an evaluation on both sides. You know, we're looking at the business owner. Is this someone we would want to work with? You know, is this someone who's aggressive about growing their business? So for us, it's not just them checking us out, which is, you know, it's kind of the case when you're selling a lot of professional services. People that sell professional services do the same thing. I'm no different. You know, we want to make sure that, I mean, I know what I do works, and we actually have a guarantee, and we can talk about that too. But I'm looking at the business owner. Are you aggressive about growing your business? Do you have, you know, big plans for your business? You know, even if you want to sell your business off in 2 years, that's totally fine. But I do a strategy session, which I like to do, which is basically just a sit down with a business owner, and provided you're okay with it, I'll do a special offer for you guys where it's free. It's normally $100 to do a strategy session. I'll be willing to do a free situation for your listeners. But basically, a strategy session is 10 to 12 strategies that you're not currently doing within your business in relation to sales and marketing. And it's not just and basically there's a questionnaire that you fill out in advance so that we know kind of what's going on, get a bird's eye view of what's going on in your business. But we give you at least 10 to 12 different strategies within your business that you're not currently doing, and not just the ideas but the implementation steps behind that as well.
So the action steps that
like
for example that referral system, maybe there's like step-by-step
sure.
process to get you started in one if you don't have one.
Yeah. Like, for instance, one of the questions is, you know, what are you doing, you know, paraphrasing the question is basically what are you doing in the area of referrals? Well, let's say we're doing one thing. Well, let me give you two additional strategies that you're not currently doing, and that would be one of the 10 or 12 strategies that we would offer for you on the strategy session.
So the person's getting out of there just – from that initial thing, at mm-hmm. least 10 ways to grow their business.
Yep. And if they walk away and shake my hand and say, thank you very much, I'll never see them again, then that's fine. I've benefited another business.
Right, you've
owner.
Helped.
So,
right.
So tell us a little bit more about the fact that you pay only for results and it's mm-hmm. guaranteed. I did see that on your website. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. Have you? I don't know if you've ever seen that anywhere else. I don't know of too
like
many other
Nordstrom, places. I think.
Nordstrom
or Costco, you can return.
Aren't they the company that returns a tire, even though they don't sell
right,
tires
exactly.
or something? Like that.
The magic bullet.
That's right.
You can return that.
I think you can if you're not happy or satisfied within 15 days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's. I mean, but it's unheard of in the consulting world.
Sure.
I mean, most people, you're paying for their time. You're not paying for the results.
Yep, absolutely.
But you do it a little differently, I guess.
We really do because the way that we look at a business. Every single business that I've sat down in front of and talked with and, you know, been a client of and all that, they're sitting on a gold mine, and they might be mining a little bit of that gold. They might be mining a lot of that gold. Oftentimes, they're not mining 5% of that gold. And what we do is we, you know, relatively quickly or even within 30 days is say, you know what, here is your major opportunity that you're not even mining that we can begin to mine for you. And that's why we even have a commission program, which I even prefer that over a flat fee. But the guarantee deal is we'll put a guarantee into the contract. And sometimes it's as much as 25% increase in sales within 6 months or your money back guarantee, and we've never had to give money back.
So, like, if in 6 months you don't hit whatever that benchmark you agree on, then mm-hmm. they literally have had no out-of-pocket expense?
Yep. I'll give them back every single bit of their money. And actually, with every single client, nobody pays to get started. We don't invoice until 3 weeks into the program. So when we look at the company, they look at us. We're very easy to work with. We're a lot of fun. I mean, there's three of us total, and we're very easy to work with. But once we get going, you still haven't paid any money. You know, 3 weeks in the program, you still haven't paid any money, and you can back out if you want to anytime within that period of time. And we invoice you 3 weeks in. So it's, you know, one of the strategies we teach is something we do, obviously, and that's lowering the risk. You know, right. anytime. You know, anyone wants to engage in a business owner's services, there's some amount of risk that's going to be taken. You know, either you can put it on your own shoulders or that you can have the client put it on their shoulders, which is not a good proposition.
Right. That's a Jay Abraham. Yeah. You want to reverse the risk at every step.
Every step of the way, especially in the beginning. And we do that right up front. And I don't know too many people on the professional services side that does a guarantee of results. And again, like I was saying, sometimes it's as much as 25% within 6 months.
And you prefer the commission base where they just pay on results rather than, mm-hmm. you know, whether it works or not.
Yep. Well, we'll set a benchmark. And basically, the benchmark could be oftentimes it's whatever your best month was over the last 6 months. You know, we'll take your best month gross, make that the benchmark, and then, you know, you'll pay us a percentage over that increase. So
yeah, that's amazing.
That's great. Yeah.
How could you lose on a proposition
right.
like that?
That's free money, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that was one of my big gripes with the advertising industry, where like if you engage with an advertising agency, they do these, you know, pie in the sky stuff that's all subjective, mm-hmm. and you know they win, the house wins no matter what, you know, mm-hmm. whether your sales go up or down. Mm-hmm. But in your case, you're saying you only pay, you know, if you get more sales. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely.
I really liked on your website, it was talking about turning one-time customers into lifetime buyers. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it really resonated with me because I've been in sales my entire career, my whole life. I've been selling something. And it really is about the relationship. And how do you encourage that relationship-based sell through your clients? Is there any kind of coaching you do, any exercises?
You know, it's partly communication and partly building value, because if someone communicates with you on an ongoing basis in a beneficial communication, not just a, hey, buy me, buy from me, you know, here's what I'm selling now kind of communication, not that, but something that's educational and beneficial, number one, they'll want to stick with you just because you're
providing value.
Yep, exactly. Right. And they remember you. And I mean, you know, someone who I've bought something from, you know, a couple of months ago, if they don't ever communicate with me, I'll probably forget them and go buy from them again because I don't really have a relationship. But the other side, in addition to communication, is just really building a value. And kind of like we were talking a minute ago, being the educator, if you're the educator of your marketplace, people will stay with you because you're providing additional value and additional benefit for them.
Exactly. And you're the person they're going to refer out to their friends, because it's like, hey, look at the great results I'm having. Yeah. Everybody wants to share that kind of information, mm-hmm. you know, and that probably helps you with referrals.
Yep, exactly. And a lot of it too, and this is a whole nother side of our business, is using market data and market information, not just product information, because mm-hmm. you can communicate all day long about product data, and most of your prospects and even clients kind of don't really care. You know, they're busy with their life and they're not very interested. But market data would be like information that would be around not just particularly your product, but maybe within your industry. That's more interesting information than just, you know, about your product or your particular service. You can educate them and inform them about things going on in the market, and not just about your product and service. And that's way more interesting.
Right. And that's more relevant for them.
Yep, exactly. Say, for instance, if you were targeting attorneys and attorneys were your market, that's who you're going after, you know, and say you were selling, you know, copiers or something like that. You know, if I was an attorney, I wouldn't care very much at all about your copier information and things like that. But you could educate me all day long about what's going on, you know, in relation to what's going on in the attorney industry.
The copier is affecting attorneys, sure. Or what attorneys, like a best practice with copiers related to attorneys, that becomes more valuable.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Or how, you know, a professional image is of most concern to an attorney, and not something that's a little second-handed copy, you know, kind of presentation. You know, it would be firsthand,
right?
You know, immaculate, you know, whatever. But you know that, you know, when you're targeting your market, if you've got information that's pertinent and relevant to them, they'll want to stick with you, and they'll want to. You know, bring other people, you know, to you as well, because they know that you're the expert.
So. And do you recommend to be specialist more than a generalist, or do you have a philosophy regarding that?
I absolutely do. For most companies, it's a little bit different across the board, but typically being a specialist, obviously, because you can't know everything about everything.
Right.
And if you're on point, and again, it's whoever you're going after is, and I think that's the first base of a lot of companies is, if you're going to be a specialist, but be a specialist in whoever you're going after. So if you're going after, you know,
those lawyers,
yeah,
you better know
lawyers.
Everything about
yep.
how your product relates to lawyers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Any success stories you want to share with us?
Well, we've never had to give back money on a client.
That says a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. But we started in 01, and our clients are, you know, nationwide. We've actually got two in Great Britain, so I consider ourselves international now. So,
how'd they find you?
You know, we were doing and still are doing an information kind of. What's the term I'm looking for? Kind of a home study course, kind of an information mm-hmm. home study course. And we put it on eBay. And the first two that sold were two in Great Britain, and they didn't even know each other, which was, I thought was kind of funny.
Wow.
But, that's funny.
Yeah, we have testimonials on our website, and we're happy to, you know, send out additional information to a prospect who's looking to check on success stories and things like that. We've got several clients that are willing to give endorsement letters and testimonials and things like that.
Part on your website, you talk about a growth strategy plan, where a lot of people have marketing plans or sales plans. What's a growth plan?
Systemization for your sales and your marketing. One of the biggest things we find with most entrepreneurs are the fact that they'll do sales or they'll do a little bit of marketing, but it's not very structured. And we're all about the structure, the process, and the system for your sales and for your marketing. Fortunately, we come at it from both sides. I mean, most people are either right-brained or left-brained. They're very creative or they're very visual, very long-term strategy, you know, looking at, looking at possibilities and ideas for their business. They're visionaries. We have that too, and we have the strategy side and the idea side and the out-of-the-box thinking, but we also have the other side as well, which is the very structured, organized, processed approach to your sales and your marketing. So part of the growth strategies approach is providing the out-of-the-box thinking, the strategies, the concepts, and all of that, which I love. But I'm also very organized. And if we're going to do something for you, or if you do something for yourself within your business, you know, kind of have the McDonald's mindset, you know, create a process and a system and a structure for it so that anybody could step in and do it, even if they do it 80% as good as the owner would do.
Right. But so that's part of what they get when they work with you is yep. you give them kind of the paint by numbers way of
absolutely.
Of implementing whatever it is you're suggesting.
Yep, absolutely.
That's great.
But and I think that's one of the areas that with most businesses, just in sitting down with them, they're either one or the other. They either have a lot of the ideas, they have the vision, they have where they want to go, but maybe they don't have the structure, or maybe they're a
right.
CPA firm and they're very structured, but they're not very out of the box thinking or creative
right.
or strategic. So we provide both.
Now, what do you got on tap? What's ahead of you? What do you got coming up?
As far as
just your business, how do you see it evolving?
We've got three people that work with us now, and we're looking to grow that. We're looking to double that within 6 months. I want to bring on an additional three people within
all
our
in business. Atlanta or around the world?
Around the world. We have one lady that's out of Seattle that works with us as well. She's an independent consultant with us also. But we're doing things on more of a residual basis. We're doing more things that are ongoing and continual for us.
So you're practicing what you're preaching. You're
absolutely
creating joint ventures and you're...
Yep. And one of the things, we did a mass communication out maybe 2 months ago, similar to what we're looking to do now, which is basically a full commission program, which is no setup fee. You know, you pay nothing until we hit benchmarks, and then we'll take a percentage of that ongoing. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a lot more of that now. So it's got to be a setup for the right business, you know,
right.
Someone who's got good processes in place. And then we basically go in
and just tweak and find that unmined gold.
Yeah, and that's fine by them. But you know, our clients love that. You know, do that all day long.
Sure. It's good for you, too.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And how can people find out more about you, or how can people reach you?
Our website is Growth Strategies, GrowthStrategies, .us, and that's our website. It's pretty, I hope it's beneficial information on the website. We're very educational in our website, but we even put our packages and our programs right there on our website with the prices right there. We've had a couple of people say, you know, you probably should put your prices on the website, but we're... You know,
transparent.
Yeah, absolutely. So right. This is what we charge, and there it is.
Right.
But that's probably the best way. That my email is sjones, S as in Stephen, sjones at growthstrategies.us is the email address.
Great. And you have an 800 number?
What's that
number? You have a toll-free number?
I do, as a matter of fact. It's 800-261-5034, 800-261-5034.
Great. It's time for the
duck.
Time for the duck.
And you can call Amy Otto if you have any Aflac needs, 404-310-1777. Anything else, Lee?
I think that wraps up another great show, Amy.
Yes. Stephen, we've enjoyed having you.
Thank you
so much for coming.
Absolutely.
And now you said that, you know, the guy that charges $5,000 an hour, since this was just a half hour with you.
Mm-hmm.
So write him a check when we're done for $2,500.
Yeah.
Got that.
And can I get a blow pop?
Sure, absolutely.
I like that. I like the blow pop. Well, let's see. Thanks again, Stephen. And you guys know how to reach him at growthstrategies.us. And you can reach us at www.atlantabusinessradio.com. Make sure you send this on to your friends so they can listen to the podcast. This is Amy Otto for Lee Kanter. Thanks for listening to Atlanta Business Radio.
FastPitch, your one-stop shop for business networking and marketing. Join the fastest growing online business networking destination in the world and make your pitch today at www.fastpitchonline.com.